No, it's the envoy. He's Western Union. What church does he belong to?
I'm sorry to say, but he doesn't.
Does he go with you?
Not sure.
And, let's see. I'd like to know also where he was born.
Well, about 7 or 8 miles from here. Not too far from where my home was.
And what about his parents? Did you know them?
Oh, yes.
Well, can you tell me a little about them?
Well, they were just good old folks. And when we married, they lived in a log house when we got married. We've been married 55 years.
My God, that's wonderful.
And they moved off from that after a little while into a better house. And stayed there. Or she did, and the house burned way later on, and he built another little block house and lived there.
Well, now, where were they born? His, your husband's parents?
Well, his father was born right down there around Indy somewhere. And I suppose his mother was too. Well, she was raised. She was raised strong.
Let's see, what about your husband's schooling? Where did he go to school?
He went to Oak Grove.
Uh-huh.
That's another country school.
And what grade did you get?
But he was a little smarter with his books than I was. He was good in arithmetic and I wasn't.
Can you tell me anything about your ancestors that follow me?
Yes, my
they were raised.
They were raised.
Right down in
here. Yeah, where she was raised. Ross.
Uh-huh.
She had
two sisters and two brothers.
Your people farming people too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you said, except for the lumber.
Uh-huh. He farmed and worked a little bit at certain time. Did his own chicken. Through the summer and through the winter he worked on it. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about the community that you grew up in? How things have changed